In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
Today, I want to give you a tool in your toolbox that I want you to use all the time in your parenting. It is such an incredible tool, but not just in your parenting. I want you just to take a breath and try to soak in this information that I'm about to give you, because this tool that I want to share with you is going to be so good for every relationship you have, especially your most special, your most sacred ones, the ones of your spouse, the ones in your homes, those hard but very important relationships that we all cherish. Let's talk about this tool that's called the Soft Startup. Now, I just discovered this tool like 5 years ago because the Gottman Institute discovered it out of their research, and it is so good. I love it. It's so important. And if you heard about this tool before, well, then it's like good to hear about it again, because it really, if we really want to have high EQ, if we really want to connect with people as best as we can, this tool is so, so key. The reason I want to talk about this is because I'm working with a new man in my VIP membership, and he keeps telling me, you know, I keep trying to talk to my kids, but like they just do not want to talk. I'm trying to mentor them. I'm trying to guide them. I'm trying to bring out the best in them. And they just shut down. They get salty. They just don't seem to, it's like I can't say anything to them. If that sounds like you, it sounds like you maybe parent teenagers and you're not a weird, you're not alone. But let me give you some tools for that, because this tool, the Soft Startup, is going to be really, really helpful. All right. If you've ever felt that way, and you all will feel that way, especially when your kids become the teen years, it's like you're going to feel so powerless at times. You're like, you want to guide them, you want to help them, and they're not having it. They're rolling their eyes, they're covering their ears. Now, your teenager hopefully doesn't do that. That is definitely something that you see, you know, your children, toddlers. It's like they're just trying to send a message like, I am not in the mood for this right now. Or your kids might be like, this one sounds classic right here. Who's gotten this before? I know. Oh my gosh. That one drives me nuts, because it's like, well, if you knew, well then like, why are we having this conversation? Or it can be really harsh hearing the, you know, leave me alone. Or can we be done? Why do our kids do this? Why do they shut us out when we're trying to mentor them? We're trying to sage them. We're trying to help them. We're trying to guide them. The verb is parent, actually. We're trying to parent them. Well, there's a bunch of reasons. Here are the two most popular. Number one is they're just not in the mood. That totally makes sense. They're not in the mood. Do you want somebody just coming up to you, just telling you what you should do, complaining to you, criticizing to you, telling you how you should do things? Totally makes sense. So a big part of like good parenting is just reading your kids. Like, are you they in the mood? The second reason is that your approach might suck. It might be trash. You may not be using a soft startup. So soft startup versus a harsh startup. I'm not going to spend too much time on this because I'm going to model it for you. But a harsh startup is something that we all should know very well. It's like you're coming and you're speaking harshly. You're just boom. You're like coming into their space, into their like peacefulness, into their world. And your words are not kind. They're not gentle. They're harsh. There could be aggressive. They could be calling names. It could be labeling them. Essentially, I'm going to focus more on the do's on this little opening teaching and not the don'ts. And so think about all the opposites, about all the things I'm really going to focus on, because I'm going to give you five things here that I want you to really like, little scripts that you could say that I've used with my kids. And I've been working with kids and teenagers for 25 years, and they really work very well. Of course, it's different working with your own children. Of course, I know that very well. But here's a quick thing that I want you to think about here. Here's Sean's five rules of the Soft Startup, because I did a lot of research just to get ready for this little teaching. And man, I read some stupid stuff about rules about Soft Startups. So I was like, I don't even like some of these things. This is really bad advice. Here's five quick rules. One is ask if you have a listener. Now, for some of you, this might sound a little bit weird. Like, what do you mean I have to ask my kid to parent them? What the heck are you talking about? I'm a freaking parent. I can just say whatever I want. Well, you sure can. But what I found is by checking in with your kid and saying things, or even like with your spouse, hey, I'd love to talk, or hey, when you have a chance, can we talk about the dishwasher? Or hey, when you have a chance, can we talk about what happened last night? Or hey, I'd love to talk with you about this thing that happened between you and your sister. You know, you're asking, you've heard me say a million times, connection before correction. And just that asking is like, you're not assuming that they're in the mood, that they're ready. Your person that you're trying to talk to could have a gazillion different things, especially men. And I am a man, so I kind of live in these boxes, and it's really hard for me to like transition from box to box. And I have like, you've heard of the man cave. Like, I think a really famous book, I believe it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus by Dr. John Gray. I read that 15, 20 years ago. He kind of made that popular, the man cave. That's so legit for me. Like, I'm in that cave and I'm like doing my thing. And for me to like get out of that cave, it's like, it takes me a second to be like, oh, okay. Oh yeah. I need to come out into the real world. I am married. I have children. I have other responsibilities. So like, you're just not assuming that someone's ready to listen to your complaint or listen to what you want to talk about. Cause if you actually think about it that way, it's freaking selfish for human beings to go up to somebody and be like, hey, I want you to do this right now. Or, hey, can we talk about, or I need you to talk about this with me right now because I'm in the mood. Or I'm really upset. Tell me about your thoughts on this. And imagine if this is hard for us adults, if this is hard for me, like a professional communicator or whatever. I mean, can you imagine how hard it'd be for a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 7-year-old? So asking if you have a listener, really key. 5 rules of a soft startup. Rule number 2 is remember your 5-to-1 ratio. The thing you're probably going to talk about is going to be either like a complaint or a criticism, which are different. It's not probably going to be super fun for that person. So just remember, you're at least going to have a minimum 5-to-1 ratio. It means if this is going to be your one, you want to have at least 5 positive experiences with that person recently, right? Your goal should be like 10-to-1, 20-to-1, just positive words, positive experiences for your one. Okay. Rule number 3 is when you're talking about something, even if you're mentoring somebody, even if you're coaching them, you want to frame your words in a way, you know, where you're really talking about you. You're really focusing your own experience. You want to use I versus you language. You know, I feel like this is what my experience is, or, you know, from my perspective, this is kind of what I see and what I feel like. It just really creates a safe spot. This goes back to what I said a few minutes ago. Why do so many kids shut down? Well, oftentimes it's because it says more about the parent than it does the kid. It's the parent's poor approach. I had a mom that I was talking to just yesterday. And essentially, I'll just say this, like, oftentimes what we have in our culture, we have a bunch of parents who want to send their kid to the therapist to, quote, fix them, which is not a nice way of saying it. But I mean, you all get what I'm talking about. But I said to this mother, you know, instead of sending your child or forcing your teenager to go to another person, I just invite you to look at yourself. Like, why doesn't your teenager want to talk to you? Why do they shut down around you? Have you looked into maybe how you could maybe change as a parent or make some changes in how you're parenting this teenager to think about, like, and I even said, I know this might sting a little bit, but I say, cause I care, like, you know, it probably says more about you and how you are the one who actually needs counseling than it does your teenager who doesn't want to talk to you. Rule number 3 is talk about yourself and your own experience. Rule number 4 is when you talk in a way where you do not judge or evaluate this person. So like, let's say, you know, you look at someone's schoolwork and you're like, yeah, this is trash. Obviously that's a too harsh of example right there. Yeah, that's not good. It's like your kid's going to start shutting down. It's like, even if they do a piss poor job of emptying the dishwasher or cleaning up the dog poop, there's a way of talking about things like, okay, where you're framing it, where you're evaluating it without judging it. And so much of this has to do with tone, your body language, how you carry your eyes. So I look like you didn't finish the dishwasher. Yeah, I did. No, there's still like 5 pieces of dishes in there. That's like a thing. Did you know that? Like, that's a thing that a lot of kids will like do, like 90% on the dishwasher. I can't believe how much of a thing it is, how much I hear that from parents. Yeah, my kid, it's like nothing is ever 100%. I'm like, yeah, it's like, right. What is up with that, kids? It's like, they come on, you put, like, yeah, I don't know where they go. I don't know where you go. Okay, well, maybe you could ask. It's like then they just kind of play dumb. Well, yeah, I don't know where the bowls go. You don't know where the bowls go? What about yesterday when you got five bowls out for your cereal? You know, what are you talking about? You don't know where the bowls go. So what this means is you want to, when you're having these soft startups, there's just a way of toning it and talking about, look, hey, can I check in with you? Yeah. Hey, I just noticed that the dishwasher's not totally done. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't know where the balls go. Okay. I'm making myself laugh right now. I'm sorry. So I'm like, I just lost my train of thought. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really feel good that you have your chore and you didn't do 100% of it. Well, I don't know where they go. How do you expect me to put the balls away? Well, I don't know where they go. Okay. It's not like I live here. Okay. So I just get a little weird there. So it's just like, yeah, like, no, I don't want to pick on you on this, but it's really important. If you're going to do your chores, I want to raise kids who do their chores with excellence, 100%. Well, okay. It's not a big deal. It's just a few bowls and a couple wooden spoons, Dad. Right. But it's important to me that when you do a chore, you do 100%. And this is what's important to me. Gosh, she's being so weird. It's just a few wooden spoons, Dad. Like, can't you just do it? I'm busy. Well, you don't have anything to do. This is how they talk. This is how they think. It's like, okay, well, yeah, like, I don't really want to talk about this, but you may not know this about me. How my kids do their chores is actually incredibly important to me. It helps me to feel like a good dad. Helps me to feel like connected to you. Helps me to feel like I'm on a team here. And when you do 95%, it kind of gets on my craw. And like, what the heck is this? Then I got to talk to you about it. And that's no fun. I don't want to be like negative Nancy with you. You're busy, you know, doing your thing. You look, you're eating a bowl of cereal right now. I don't want to interrupt you. So, okay. So can I trust you to please do 100% on the bowls? And the dishwasher. And if you have any questions, just ask. So see, that's a way of talking without having a negative judgmental tone. And the last one is, if you are going to complain, because there's a difference between a complaint and a criticism, this is very key, especially for kids. You want to provide a path to a repair attempt. So like, instead of just saying, okay, I'm sorry, I'll do better next time, give them a path, coach them into kind of what it takes to get there. Here's my five scripts of how I've been speaking to your sons and daughters for 25 years. And these are really soft. If you're taking notes at home, you want to write these down. And I'll leave the best for last. I use this one all the time with kids. It's like, it's almost 100% success rate. It's so good. Okay. I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5. Hey, I'd love to talk. Is this a good time? See, I'm just showing a lot of maturity when we say that. You know, we're like, I'm the freaking adult. I got self-control. I'm not going to barf my talking upon you. Number 2, something I teach all you all here in my VIP membership is you call it a heart talk or a heart to heart. It just sends a message. This isn't like a regular talk. This is like a heart to heart, heart to heart feelings and stuff. Number 3 is you want to frame yourself as a teacher. I've been doing this a lot with one of my kids recently. Just so this teenager feels safe and kind of understands what's going on here. This isn't a lecture, and it sounds something like this. You know, I'm your parent, but I'm also your teacher. I'm your guide, and it's my job to like raise you to be the best kid I can be. So I want to talk to you about these things. I know it's not your favorite topic. I know it's hard. I know you don't like this conversation, but this is my role and I love you. See what we're doing? We're just slowing it down and helping them to realize like, okay, this is what good parents do. And the next number 4 would be this, is that believe it or not, one of the best ways to have a great conversation with somebody, one of the best ways to mentor them is to not just start talking or to be the speaker or even ask to be the speaker, but instead ask to be the listener. Hey, I'm going to hit the dishwasher situation again. It's so comical, but it's actually legit. Like that's actually how you should talk to your kids about the dishwasher, because that's how parents are. We are serious about the dishwasher. Like, yeah, like don't be ashamed of that. And your kids, your teenagers are going to be like, you're weird. Why are you so weird about the dishwasher? Then just own that. Yes. I care about how my kids empty the dishwasher. This is what's important to me. You have things that are important to you, and this is very important to me. Well, it's weird. Yeah. Just like you, you know, being on social media are watching Gilmore Girls for the fourth time. I find that weird. We're different. Those are things you like. These are things I like. So can we connect? So being a good listener, hey, can we talk about what's going on with your chores and the dishwasher? Yeah, just tell me your point of view. Like, how do you think it's going? And then you see, just listen and reflect and do the. And then here it comes. This is the number one tip. Can I run an idea past you? Super great line. Super great line. Hey, I'd love to run an idea past you. Is this a good time? Because what happens then is that if they're in the mood, they're going to say, yeah. And if they're not in the mood because they have a gazillion things going on, maybe they're driving to school, maybe they're worried about something else, they'll say no. And then you'll be like, okay. And then you'll come back to another time because you're the adult and you can have self-control. Also, just the wording of that sentence, can I run an idea past you, is super emotionally safe. Because it's not like an idea. It's not like, hey, can I tell you how to do the clean the cat box better? Or it's just like, it's an idea about cleaning a cat box. And it just really creates a safe place. And why is emotional safety? Because that's essentially what the soft startup is about. It's about really creating a safe space for that listener to really hear you. So moral of the story of this, you want to mentor your kids, you want to have them listen to you, you want to see the eye rolling go away, and the I know, go away. Well, focus on yourself. Focus on having soft startups with your kids, with your spouses, with the people in your life, and you could even use this in all the relationships in your life. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.